Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:04 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. And Doug, look at this already.
What?
Another new sponsor here on the show. God bless the sponsors. And we always want to pay special attention to the new sponsors. We have a new sponsor for our 7 o'clock hour, Design Air. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. They've served the St. Louis area since 1904. 1904, the World's Fair year. Ah, yes.
I didn't know they even had air conditioning in 1904.
Yep. They provided, was that my phone? Nurse? Nancy?
Somebody's phone.
I don't know. Providing heating and air conditioning installation and service for over 100,000 homes in St. Louis, St. Charles, and surrounding areas. The number one train dealer in Missouri, a fourth-generation family business. Great customer service and technical excellence. Technicians have an average of over 26 years of experience. Where do you find that these days?
Well, it's hard to.
Well, you find it at Design Air. 314-739-1600. 314-739-1600. Or visit Design Air, and there's an E on that air. Design Air, A-I-R-E, service.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Your captain's log today, the Colonel Gabriel P. DeArmond. I kind of said enough for you with no need to have Gabe or Dave Matter on, you know, since Missouri's just kind of like a thing 120 miles down the road. But today, I guess we'll talk about them, and then we'll talk about them again when they hire somebody, and then we'll go back into hibernation on the whole deal. So Gabe will be with us at 8 o'clock. John Kelly is the Blues beat the Avalanche. Kind of fun to see the Avalanche on your schedule.
Well, we see him three more times.
That's a treat.
That'll give you hope, yeah.
That's a treat. So John Kelly will be with us as well. And then it says on the captain's log, Doug, TBD Jesse, in parentheses, one of the girls who followed Randall Grichuk into the bathroom at Wheelhouse.
There's a nice guess.
And I have to tell you, if I'm ranking my interest in guests, it's number one. And then no disrespect to my cohort from the journalism school and the Cats cohort from Fox Sports. It's a big gap between two and three.
How did that? I know you don't want to talk
secret sauce,
but I did see she tweeted at me that she's a girl in the bathroom, and I see you immediately jumped on that tweet.
He emails me all the time, and of course I love the Sea Monster, and he just says, "What about this person? What about this person?" A guest. What do you say the conversion rate of your emails is, Sea Monster, as far as what you pitch and what I say go ahead on? I would say, Doug, I'm going to say, I say yes to 60%.
I bet a tire.
Sea Monster said 65%. You were right. Yeah, so about 2 out of 3. But when I saw that one, that was an immediate yes.
So shame
we have to wait around till 9 o'clock.
She is going to be on for certain. Yeah.
Well, hello, Susie.
I can't find out what's doing. And then, you know, I kind of when you know, we were down in Florida, really, the cat and I, for the last 2 weeks, Doug, for one of the weeks.
It was great hanging out with you this last week.
Yeah, that was great. You may have seen my wife Saturday at the game.
As I was leaving,
But other than that, we didn't necessarily cross paths. But, you know, I kind of don't pay much attention to the show while I'm out of town at all, to be real honest with you. Because I know it kind of takes on, like, I come back and, like, the tuna fish Vaughn thing. And I guess some people find it funny. I never really got it. The Photoshop.
I've never really got it. If you were here,
I know people like it, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. It doesn't affect me.
If you were here for the tuna fish thing, you would have liked it.
It was natural.
I'm not sure I would have.
It was natural.
It was stupid.
I kind of am with Doug on that, but I wasn't here, so I don't know. And then I was sitting in the lobby enjoying my coffee on Friday, and I see pictures from Jennings and on the fan pin and on Twitter of just like women in studio, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll pay attention now. Who are these people and why are they here? It was like Admiral Stockdale. And Doug, what was that about?
Oh, it was a charity event they have coming up.
So this wasn't like a foot fetish Friday thing.
No. They have a big charity event coming up for the Parkinson's Foundation.
So it was a wonderful gesture.
Yes.
So I texted the Sea Monster. I said, is this an FFF developing? And he said, I'm not sure. But it looked like there were some lovely ladies in studio on Friday. That's what it looked like.
Yes, they were.
Then I move on to the jugs.
And that's what they were talking
about. No,
you might be the best I've ever worked with.
It doesn't seem like
now, that was Ariana Marie at a Hot Shots.
Now, to me, one of the biggest developments while you were gone is this relationship.
You were gone, too.
But I was still part of the show one day.
I called in on my own, and I was never asked to call in again. And I was up, too.
Well, they had things to do.
I guess. I mean, apparently there was something about a giraffe.
We have a good bench. No, but I'm talking to these guys. The Cardinals go out on the field, and there's Grichuk. And I go, and he's with his teammates getting ready for a game. Like, they're going out to stretch on, like, the field in the stadium. And I go, Grich, come here. And he goes, what? And I go, it's Doug. And he ran... And he ran over, and I'm not even in the stadium on, like, the outside, handing through a fence. Mm-hmm. And he ran over because he heard Doug was on the
phone. Wow.
Oh, and Doug can do that.
And he thinks I can introduce him to Hannah? Is that what that's all about? I saw some video where we sat and Hannah interviewed us, and that's, I think, the genesis of all that, isn't it?
I think that's a tight read.
I think that is.
I'm not so sure, because when we're at the picnic table, he was looking at you in a pseudo-amorous way.
Sure.
You have. I'm not sure. Saying there's anything, you know.
No, you're not.
No, come but on, there, Doug. But there no. was. But you have an effect on certain gentlemen. I'm not saying it's.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sure that it's romantic.
Sure.
You don't think you mesmerize certain people?
No.
Look at the.
No, I think you're making it up.
Look at the popularity. It isn't because of your hot takes.
When did you guys stop liking a gentleman in cutoff blue jeans sleeping with a lot of black men after Easter church?
Ah, it's a reminder. Easter is approaching. Happy Lent, everyone.
I think it's that sort of subject matter.
That time, I was just repeating something someone else had said.
That's a broken bell. Is that a broken bell or is there a wire cross?
Well, did you hear this? This is another issue you better get to the bottom of because it takes me off. So, CMAR, we had two bells broken in transit.
Yeah, I
apparently
heard
these are very, very delicate.
Yes, for 99 cents.
Who knew? So, CMAR goes to, like, Office Depot and buys one on his own. This is what his life is.
Oh, he's a patriot. Oh.
And then, apparently, the next day, it disappeared. One of the galaxy of stars stole the hot take bell.
Somebody, there's shows over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the last time we ever had an issue with a show over the weekend was when there was a situation in the restroom a few weeks ago. Doug, you thought somebody had blown their head off.
Yeah, I thought it looked like a suicide attempt gone tragically. Someone tried to disembowel themselves.
But it happened to Mel Gibson in Braveheart. But one of the shows sent an email to the Sea Monster and me about the trash that was overflowing. And I said to Seymour, I said, you know, let's have a policy in place. Because really what it gets down to is like the Plowhawk out of the goodness of his heart. And Joe Cochran, who is one of our team of engineers, will wind up just emptying the trash. And so Seamaster sent out an email, but the trash was overflowing. One of the shows over the weekend had sent out an email to me and Seymour saying that they were emptying the trash now. So I think we have that taken care of as far as who blasted the wall in the restroom. That investigation is underway, and who stole the hot take bell for 99 cents?
Giamatti got to be my prime suspect.
My God, you went right back to Giamatti again.
I think with nobody here, it makes you think, you know, you can peacock around and not have to clean up an unnecessary mess in a restroom. If there's people here, you know they're probably going to use that restroom and single you out.
Right.
But if it's on the weekend and there's a lot more employees that are going to be in after you the next day, you know, you kind of wipe your hands of it, so to say.
I would take a camera that isn't hooked to anything and just attach it to a wall in here and then just let people think that,
that we're video recording them as they drop ass.
Mm-mm.
Doug, over the weekend, though, we had the a number of our sponsors in Jupiter, Florida. Went to dinner on Thursday night, played golf at PGA National.
Oh, how'd that go?
On Friday, the windiest round of golf I've ever experienced.
Oh, no.
Mike Wellington, friend of the show, mm-hmm. You know him as Beef Wellington.
Sure.
Played in the Honda Classic qualifier 2 weeks ago. He was playing at a different place, but he said the wind was so severe that it was affecting putts. So I was in a foursome with the great Jay Boyd of Hot Shots, former Inside STL employee, great American.
Great American.
And Tom Schmidt, you know him from Salt and Smoke.
Sure.
Great food, great commercials. Hey.
And his business partner, Haley. And it was windy as the day is long. And then the crew from Tullamore Dew, Major Brands, they were in a threesome ahead of us. Windy as the day is long. I think it affected the game, but still, if you wear pants, it will shave strokes off your game.
If you wear pants?
Yeah, it shaves three strokes off your game.
Well, what else would you wear?
Shorts.
They let you wear shorts on that course?
Mm-hmm. Well, this wasn't like the championship course, but it was they have five courses there. And may I recommend PGA National, anybody going down to spring training, online at PGAResort.com. Five golf courses, a world-class resort and spa. They just spent all kinds of money to renovate and upgrade the spa, the pool, the restaurants, and you're about, I would say, to be exact, depending on if you hit the lights, about 6 minutes from Roger Dean Stadium. Why would you go anywhere else?
Oh, I wouldn't.
But PGA nice Resort. Yeah, no, I think it's sold at PGA Resort. Check it out for yourself, PGA National Resort at PGAResort.com. And then we went to dinner at Guanabana's on Friday.
Great.
I decided to have a margarita, which was kind of odd, because usually in that setting people like have boat drinks or like a Corona, you know? But Haley, Tom's business partner, oh, hey.
What was that about, that oh, hey?
Because he says,
that's
oh,
from
hey.
The spot.
Right.
All right. Some people might not know. You just say, Hannah, oh, hey. Okay, go ahead.
I said, Haley.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to follow the commercial, that's all.
Right, well, you're not doing a very good job of it.
Well, I'd like to have a reset then.
Haley is a gentleman, and he's Tom Schmidt's business partner.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Well, now I got it.
And he was on my left. Tom was two to my left, and Haley decided to have a margarita. And even though it was a boat drink kind of atmosphere, when I saw the margarita, I said, oh, hey, I'll have one of them myself.
Okay.
So I had one of the Guanabanas, which is really, it's outdoors, but because of all the palm trees and the leaves, so, so thick, it's like you're indoors, but you're indoors with palm trees.
You're under a canopy.
Thank you. Exactly. And delicious seafood. I recommend that to our audience when they're at spring training. And then Saturday we went to the game. A wonderful game. I would imagine many of, what's his first name? Patrick Wisdom. Is he the one who hit the home run in the ninth inning?
Yeah.
I was gone by then. But we're probably unhappy with him for extending the game, but they decided just to shut it down. And that gives you an
spring training.
Yeah, it's exactly an illustration of the importance of those things. I like that the roster, the guys with 3 years or more of experiences, get up in the fifth inning and just walk out.
Do they even ask
they
anybody?
They don't jog in the outfield anymore, Doug. They just
I like that.
They have
I
a
like
set that. Time where they're released.
Yeah. I've not seen anybody run in the outfield all year
it's
long.
Because they leave and they tee off immediately afterwards. But
they're running to their cars now instead of in the outfield.
Right. That's correct. And then you know what I did on that Saturday evening?
No idea.
Because they wanted to go, the crew, all the sponsors, and our wonderful senior account executive, Melissa Marr. You know her as Marmar.
Marmar Vinks.
That's right. They went out boozing right away. That wasn't what I was in a position to do with Anna Marie. And so by the time they were still out, I was having dinner with Anna Marie, and I wound up sitting down with Chris Raby and really trying to work through this radio war that we are engaged in with KMOX. And I have to say, after leaving and having a few drinks, we're no closer to a solution in this radio
war. You can't negotiate.
Media in St. Louis is too soft. It's embarrassing.
You cannot negotiate with that kid.
You were unable to hammer out an accord?
Nope.
You know, I went over to him.
But he did ask Anna Marie to set him up with one of her friends.
Oh, did he really know?
I went over. Plowhawk didn't like that.
I went over to the KMOX trailer. He was in there, and I thought, I'm going to try to extend an olive branch. And he'd even look up, and he just reached into a drawer and showed me nunchuckers.
Really?
Yeah. Nunchucks. That might
be Fritos. Yes.
By the way, you like leftovers, right? I'm not a big seafood guy.
Oh, that leftovers is the bee's knees. And they have steak fries. They have steak fries. I didn't even realize
they have steak fries. Yeah. That's the best meal I had. I had never been there, and
I think
I'm not
that
a fish
might be
guy,
my play. We ate there twice.
But I wanted to have... I felt like I was missing out
Sure.
Please give me a fish dish, you know, outside a lobster or crab that I would like. And as an homage to Pat Parris, who always ordered this, I got Wahoo. Mm-hmm. And it was great. It was the best meal I had. And they also clearly mark on the menu for that draft that your camera guy got, $14. It's right there menu.
Well, he was hopping mad about it.
They also had other ones that were $4.99.
That's what he tried to order, I think. And goofed up.
Did you get a chance to go to Leftovers?
Twice, baby, twice.
It's really
love
good.
It, yeah. And Plowhawk, I was thinking of it. I thought, you know, maybe I should have taken, but I don't like to, I don't know, I go back and forth. Like, while we're all down there, would it be good, would you want to, if I said, hey, would everybody like to get dinner? But I kind of feel like nobody wants to do that. So, and then if I ask, I feel like people be like, yeah, I guess I got to say yes. But I don't think people, like, if I, you know, if I take myself back to, like, when the cat, we worked with some wonderful people from Atlanta, you might remember.
They were great.
And then there was a guy who had a cell phone company, and it was a big success for a month and a half. If he would have asked us to go to dinner, you know, you'd go, I guess we got to go. So, but I don't want to do that to people to make them feel like they have to go. But if I would, I would say, let's go to Leftovers, because the dessert there, which Anna Marie and I love, is called the Stoner's Delight. And it is phenomenal. There's an undercurrent of a marijuana theme at the place. And
which I'm always a huge fan
right,
of. Not many restaurants tap into that market.
No. Right.
But I thought if I were to do that, that's where I would take the Plowhawk.
I think it's different. If you're there for an extended period, you don't really want to have those things put on your dance card. Or if you're there with family, you know.
And you're there with Aaron and Tyler.
But if, you know, these guys, you know, they're on their own. He's eating lunch meats off his linen.
I prefer.
I'm sure he would have appreciated an invite.
And in Tim's defense, people are like, oh, your boss is making. No, I actually enjoy Lunchables, and I love making Sammy's in hotel rooms. That's kind of what I've done as a kid.
Many people say that.
And it's nostalgic, you know? It brings me back to my family vacations when I'm sleeping on the floor in a cocoon of my comforter.
Oh, don't
you
say
you know, things
cocoon.
Like
that. I like
that.
I like that description. It was
so I enjoy that, and I like going out.
But let's be real. You like the guys you work with, right?
Of course. I love them.
You like Tim.
Yeah.
He's nice to you, right? You like Doug. And you'd rather have a nice meal at a nice place with a marijuana theme than eating bologna off your pillow.
Well, I would have got the Stoner's right? Delight first, got that out of mm-hmm. the way, and then went to the main entree.
When you go out to dinner with your family, are you looking to score drugs?
I'm always looking to score drugs, Dougie.
So it's different.
No, probably not with my parents.
It's,
no.
It's different because we actually get along and could probably have a few laughs if we had a dinner or something. Maybe next year we could do that.
So I should do that.
Or I think, right, wouldn't we like a group outing? Like, I hung with these guys quite a bit because I did not get a rental car. It was fun. I got to know Nick, who's one of my favorites now.
Nick's a great one.
There was a good
one. Watch this. Nick, what up, y'all?
Oh, I'd be unable to go this last time we went because of Lady Journalism has her hooks in me until about 9 o'clock at night.
Tim would call your news director and say, on this one night, Doug won't be available. He'll do a couple of look lives. You'll have that in the can.
Yeah.
And then he's going to dinner.
Ah, that'd be nice.
With Tim McKern and Asher, you don't say no.
I suppose.
That's how you handle it.
Especially if I pay for the flight and the hotel and the rental car.
You'd think that would be worth something.
Well, how about this summer? I'll do a barbecue over my house. Everybody come over to the patio. We'll have a barbecue.
I don't like to do things off work hours.
Okay.
So that's probably out for me.
I'll do what I always do. I'll sit by myself and eat.
Do you barbecue with undies on or have
topless barbecue situation?
There is that aspect. I have seen your utensils and I'm still burdened with it.
I was in the house. Outside I wear clothes. I don't want to turn the lesbians on next door, so I
Hello. I'm leaving.
There's one of them now.
Doug, Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And man, have yourself a nice one as the weather warms up and we get a little closer to Cardinal baseball, less than a month away from the opener at Busch Stadium on a wonderful Sunday evening. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people come up to you and say, hey, how'd the Cardinals look in spring training? And I always say, well, you know, their major leaguers are hitting batting practice pretty good.
Nice.
They're up there on the mound, and they're throwing free and easy.
Anyone catch your eye out there, Doug?
Well, some of the up-and-coming talent sure did.
Nice.
Some of the veterans look like they're in the best shape of their lives. Yeah. Well, they look pretty good doing exercises, that sort of thing.
Guys, you should have a group outing and invite everyone but that coworker, Doug. That's from Manchild 79.
Well, that's very likely to happen because, you know, lady journalism and all.
But again, if Tim, Tim is paying the free, just throw a look live. Do a little look live.
I would love to just be able to do that.
One night.
Doug, Marilyn Edwards just joined the fan page, and I have a feeling it might be a fake account. Well, a lot of those starting to come through. 5,225 members, though, now.
Proud and strong, Tim.
Proud and strong, yes.
I'm not in their numbers, though.
Strong.
Do you have a goal that you're shooting at, a number of members?
No, not at all.
Just say world domination.
World domination, though.
Okay.
AM radio.
Need like 7 billion and then, in that case.
Yeah, 5,225 patrons. You're welcome to get involved by calling in 855-CUB-TALK, 855-CUB-TALK. You can also text in 855-CUB-TALK. Save it in your phone, 855-282-8255. And then you're just able to participate at any time. And share your thoughts with us, Doug.
Big win for the Blues last night. I know a lot of people are optimistic.
Now you kind of trailed off at the end.
Well, it was against a feisty bunch.
Nice crowd.
I'm pretty sure the six of us at the station right now could give the Avalanche a pretty good game. And we don't even skate.
There was a Kroenke sucks chant apparently broke out at the game. That's pretty cool.
They're like 16 points behind every other team in the league.
So what?
I mean, it's one of the worst teams to come down the pike in a while.
Did they beat the Wild?
I don't know.
Yeah, twice, I think.
All right. So well, the Blues still get to play them like three more times.
That could be huge.
Yeah.
Of all the teams in the playoff picture, the Blues have the easiest schedule in terms of teams that are in the playoff.
Mm-hmm. So they got that going for them.
Jake Allen said it was a much-needed win for the team.
Do you like that phrase, much-needed? I have a much-needed night out.
Bit of a five-game losing streak.
Well, phrases like that are perfect.
That was a setup for the Plowhawk.
Yeah, I wasn't for sure if you were actually wanting to play that or if you didn't get okay.
What are you going to say? You know, to me, it's like you have a couple of pairs of socks that you never wear unless there's no clean ones. Like, what am I going to put on? Much needed win here.
Oh, guys, don't like say that. Much needed.
Well, the Blues now have that second wild card spot, Doug. That's the number 8 seed to you and me, Russ.
Well, you just get in.
Playing in the first round. Yeah. Oh, my.
And they have a game in hand against the Kings.
Right. And this is where we say, well, if you just get in, I remember when the Kings were the 8th team and they went all the way.
Yeah. What about Laze Euler in 2006?
Well, how about that?
Boy. That's when you run out of real estate. You throw that one out there.
That was really something that year.
You know what else would suffice there? Yuppers.
Yuppers. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, those Oilers. Mm-hmm. And the Kings. Wow. Yikes.
What about this one game in hand? I thought you don't like that. One game in hand, okay?
I don't mind that too much. I would rather you not say we have a much needed one game in hand.
You know what we could really use around here is Charlie Marlowe, because no one lays out a playoff picture better than Charlie Marlowe, especially when he's on the 2 Fox. Maybe he could do a call-in and just lay out this whole scenario. Plowsy's getting on it.
You're looking for his...
The playoffs started today. The Blues would play the Blackhawks, who knocked them out in the first round last season.
Thank you, Charlie.
Tim, it sure is great to hear your voice again. I've already pleasured myself 3 times to the sound of it. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Wait a minute. That was the Thurl. Let me... We've been given a new gong.
A gong,
it says TMA Thurl Lemming Gong.
Come on in with us on the fan pin, Doug. The water be warm, bruh. That's from Manchild 79, who says, sup, cat.
Sup, my man.
Manchild 79. Do you think the Cardinals played better knowing you were watching, Tim? That's from KG in O-Town. I got the sense.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they didn't score a run until well after I had left, but
probably hustled a little bit more out to their positions.
And Lance Lynn threw the ball away that led to the Nationals' one run.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was okay.
And then as he was leaving, he was laughing with the first base umpire.
So he didn't take it very seriously?
How good was it just to see this team get the win?
Yeah, it was very good.
How good was it to see the team get the tie? Lance, I don't know. I was on the 5th hole.
Lance Lynn is going full Lance Lynn this year. He came and he did his stuff down with Fox and the team and everything. And there was a little backup because there were other players. And he actually laid down on the green screen and took a nap.
Nice.
And I asked him about his first start, and he said, it's a first start. I don't care. People were saying, he was only throwing 90. Red flag. He's like, first start. I don't
care. How'd it feel to pitch with a lead like that? Nice.
I'm telling you, we're going to get a lot of that. And also, Mike Leake. I guarantee Mike Leake is going to be more of that Lance Lynn style.
Nice. Here.
Yeah, it should be entertaining.
Just like one word answers?
Sup, brother Manchild, I see you. That's from Comedy is Hard. Is that a new name? I don't recall the name Comedy is Hard before I left.
Maybe it's
Have
a
people
shot
been changing
show.
Names?
I've not heard it, no. That was Joe's phrase.
That's right.
I've not
Tim,
heard.
There is an internet rumor that video exists of Doug trying on underwear this weekend at Dillard's. The hell's that mean?
Yeah, right.
Were they able to fit you in some coon skin boy panties?
You think I was at Dillard's, or do you think I was enslaved to lady journalism this weekend? Which
did you get to anchor all three nights?
Friday night, Saturday night. Yesterday, I went to the Missouri Valley Conference game.
Mm. Did you stop at the mall on the way?
I didn't go to the mall.
So no. There's no video?
No, there wouldn't be any video.
But, I mean, it is possible to work and still run by the mall.
I didn't.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
So that's out there. No.
No.
Doug, I really miss the warmth of Mae Young's womb. As a substitute, can I crawl up your bum? That's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
That's just the worst text I've ever heard. Mae Young's newborn hand has been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Her name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log. You'll have 7 locations. Heaven forbid you forget the one in St. Peter.
I was sitting next to Tom from Llewellyn's and his lovely wife, Tasha, at the game. And it was a delight. And we talked about the St. Peter's location in specific.
Did you?
Yep.
What's going on there, Tim?
You're sensitive
a whole lot.
That.
And it seems like Doug seems to ignore it.
Well, I didn't know it was open yet. The latest information I had said they had 6 locations.
I thought we proved that wasn't true.
Well, now they have 7. That's right.
I'm Barnhart. Hold on a second. Now we have a whole thing going on. I'm Barnhart Brawler. Which snowflake producer did I trigger so they changed my name? So I guess somebody went into the system and changed Barnhart Brawler's name from Barnhart Brawler to Comedy is Hard. Plowhawk, was that you? You just yelled.
No, but I like it. I like that.
Do you not like Barnhart Brawler?
No, I love him. I like that we can change their names and read them, and then they get upset. I love
Who would
the Brawler. I don't know. Maybe somebody in the afternoon?
Yeah, because on this show, no one cares enough to do something like that.
I mean, of the whole roster of producers, Plowhawk, Iggy, Seamaster, Brian Hoffman, Chris Gardner, and Matt Whitener. The only one I can see doing it would be you, Iggy, but I know you have no access to it, so I don't know who could have done it.
No. Why?
This is another one, Doug. Parlay, who did this to the Barnhart Brawler's text name with who blasted the wall in the bathroom, and you can get paid off.
Okay. Somebody actually went into the text and found the number and changed the name on it?
Seems like a
hole
to do.
That's what happened?
I don't think our guys have enough care to do that.
I don't know, but all I know is Barnhart Brawler's name was changed from Barnhart Brawler to Comedy is Hard.
Unless he got sideways with a producer of another show that we don't know about. Maybe that's the genesis of it. I don't think it happened on this show.
I just don't see Brian Hoffman doing it. I don't see Gardner doing it, and I don't see Matt Whitener doing it.
Brian Hoffman is very smart. I think we all know, very intelligent. This kind of reminds me of a move he would do. Not call him out on air, not freak out, but just do a subtle name change. Because this is probably Brian Hoffman's goal.
Wow.
To get him irritated.
So you're parlaying Giamatti with Brian Hoffman.
And Giamatti, do your thing. I love him. And Brian Hoffman.
Well, preferably not on the wall, though.
Yeah. And I like the move by Hoffman if it was him. So that if I have money, I would. This is kind of a Hoffman move.
I agree. That's what crossed my mind. But I didn't want to say it because, unlike you, I'm not going to just take a feeling and then accuse someone on staff. You have no care about doing that.
So if I was going to change a name, it wouldn't be Barnhart Brawler. Maybe Iggy's Creepy Hand I would have changed. And I haven't done that, so I couldn't care less what their names are.
Doug, who cares? That clown in Barnhart is such a finicky little queen. That's from JC in Southwester. Now what are you doing ringing the gong? And now the gong fell over.
Well, he is a pantsuit liberal. That's for sure.
Pantsuit? I've never heard that term. What is that?
Well, he's a Hillary Clinton following pantsuit liberal.
He was a Bernie Sanders guy.
Barnhart Brawler. Oh, he's a massive liberal.
Just because,
massive.
Just because
far
we
left
disagree
wing.
With someone politically, I don't think we should call them names. Pants.
Well, I just did.
I said, I
believe
think,
I just did.
What if you reached out to him and found common ground?
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen.
Guys, is Bobby Bestel a producer by chance? Thanks. That's from the Webster Wienpeaker. Guys, Hoffman probably doesn't like when I ask Frank if he can eat a whole banana in one bite. That's from the Barnhart Brawler, whose name has been changed back, I see.
That's
the Barnhart Brawler. Guys, I called in twice last week and really killed it. Thanks, Caller Adam. Is that true, Doug?
No, he called in. He did not kill it.
I bet
I'm not
he was
sure
great.
No, he killed it, Doug. He killed it.
He
yes.
never has killed it.
He's good. He's a good caller. Awful. Sometimes he gets off track a little bit, but he's a good caller.
No, he's not. He's awful.
Okay, you idiot.
Say there. You think that's good?
No, I don't like the name calling, Doug. No.
Tim, I hate to be a tattletale, but that Doug guy and I busted some flesh whilst you were out of town. It's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic, man. I'm having lunch with him tomorrow.
Well, good luck to you.
What do you mean? Was he, like, dangerous?
Well, he's vile. He's extremely vile. And old enough to know better.
What's the age where one should know better?
Oh, about 25. 25 and up, you should know better. And he's, like, 50 and up, so
how old's
he should really know better.
That's on the fan page.
26.
Ooh,
I
thought
he was 27. Yeah, I guess he just did turn
27 in November.
So he ought to know better.
Home. I know that much.
He ought to know better.
He should know better, absolutely. But Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man is old enough to be his father, so he should really know better.
But he's not his father.
But he could be at that age.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that out there.
Doug, yes, I think my brothers are hot.
Doug, here's a scene that will play out in many homes across the area this evening. Honey, why are you upset? The Low Watt AM radio show I call into changed my text name.
Mm-hmm. These are the things we're worried about.
I don't like it when people call us low watt. It's
for whatever reason, was blocked from the fan page, and it really pissed me off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not nice when someone questions your wattage.
There's no need for it. We want to pretend like we're like the number one show, and we're all big stars.
Right, we are. So, galaxy.
Yeah. And now here we're having the wattage called into question.
Right, and then it's
hurtful. Hurtful.
That balloon gets busted right there.
Yeah, don't go there.
Guys, that Barnhart Brawler is a douche who preaches against violence and then challenges Doug to a fight when he gets mad enough. That's from Ed.
That sounds about right.
Because of the pantsuit?
I think that's got something to do with it.
If there was a fight between you and he, would he wear a pantsuit?
I expect he would.
Big bell-bottom?
Yeah. Yeah. Flowered shirt underneath it.
Doug, I'm 24. Looks like I don't know any better. Kind of like I didn't know any better as to where I stick my Zuber in you. What's a Zuber?
See, now what kind of comment is that?
It's from Lexington Steel.
Lexington Steel has indeed been suspended. He has indeed been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name will be reflected in the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension log you, where he'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time.
Tim, I saw what appeared to be the beginning of the more popular MMF on Saturday night. That comes from Prod Joe's more popular MMF. How would you know that you're witnessing the start of an MMF?
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
A conversation, two guys and a girl talking.
And that's the start of an MMF?
Well, I guess that's how they would start.
If you saw this strange happenstance, you're at a bar, and there's two guys talking to a girl, you'd elbow your buddy, look at this.
Yeah,
can
about
you believe
to go down,
what we're
boy.
Seeing?
Yeah.
That's on the fan page all the time. Somebody goes out to dinner or drinks, they see two guys talking to a chick, and they take a picture. Developing.
Sure. About to go down.
How do you know it's not a sister and two brothers having a family reunion or something? Every two guys and a girl is an MMF?
I saw an MMM go, or not go down, I guess. At
wow.
That
MMM?
MMM.
Yep. A bear and two twinks.
Oh, you did not.
I swear. And I don't know. I don't know if you know where I'm located at my station, Tim, like where I'm facing outside.
Of course,
from inside.
So you can witness everything.
So there are tables, there are booths right next to where I'm at. And so I happen to, you know, kind of hear a conversation as I'm working.
And it was a gay hookup with an older gentleman and two young
people. You could hear the guy from a mile away.
And what was
he don't
saying?
Even have to turn around. It was just one of those.
And what was he saying?
Oh, I think they were talking about IKEA. And so that was one.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
They were going to go put some furniture together?
No, he was bashing IKEA.
Oh.
So you could tell he is in the know because he didn't like his IKEA furniture or whatever.
So you're saying if there's three gentlemen talking and you happen to overhear them bashing IKEA, that means it is on.
Yeah.
And you elbow your buddy and you go, can you believe?
And the
boy, is this great.
That's code word for something.
He had
else.
A sweater that was too small for him along with a scarf. There was a lot of warning, not warning signs.
Scarf is a tell.
There's a lot of signs there, and it was going down. You could tell the two people next are sitting next to each other, and one side of the booth were together as a couple. Those were the two twinks. The bear that was bashing IKEA was sitting across, and you could tell they either had the thing last night and were kind of just ending it with brunch, or they just picked them up, and this was the beginning. I couldn't tell what side.
Well, if one guy had a scarf, and they're talking about decorating, you might be onto something.
Just saying.
Now, let me ask you this. You've been part of those MMMs. Is that how you... Is that the traditional wrap-up brunch?
I would say if you could guess, probably brunch would be on the list of post or pre hookups.
Doug, this is where you say good to know.
Well, I don't need to know that at all. That'll never come into play for me.
I've never heard of that before as a
participant.
No,
I
you might step down.
There's a Facebook on Facebook you can buy and sell things. And I saw a really nice IKEA end table guy was selling for $5. I said, $5? He was in Webster, so I said, yeah, I'll come over and get it. So I said, this is a nice end table. Why $5? I don't like IKEA. Should I have banged him? Does that mean I'm banging this guy because he trashed IKEA?
No, the IKEA wasn't the deciding factor. It was the scarf. It was the light maroon, purple-type sweater with, like, the neck. The collar was, like, all the way up to his, like, neck. And the phrases he used. And the fact there were two twinks sitting yonder. I mean, that's
don't say yonder. I like it. Do not say yonder.
It added. It added.
So you could just tell. I have a good gaydar, and this one was off the chart.
Two twinks sitting yonder.
Put that off.
Yeah. Do you get hit on sometimes by a gentleman?
I mean, I've gone to Bastille once and gotten a lot of free drinks, but that was strictly for the free drinks.
What were you doing there?
Oh, I'm telling you what. It doesn't matter if it's a Tuesday in February. This place, the doors open, and it sounds like a rave. Like Steve Aoki is on for like an 8-hour session. It's insane. That place is always a dance club.
But you went in there.
I did. And
looking for trouble.
I just, to see what it was about, never been to a gay bar, so me and a buddy went and didn't have really a backstory. We said if we get in a situation where we can't get out of, we're just going to leave. You know, so we went in and got free drinks, and they couldn't have been nicer, and I haven't been in there since.
Anybody pique your curiosity, bro?
No, I don't fly that way, but let me tell you, they love like the skinny twink that they can dom.
That was said too smoothly.
I might have paraphrased. That was a quote.
A guy came up to you and said, I love the skinny twink I can dom?
Yes. Yes.
He was pressed for time.
Just be careful, because in the movie Lesson Zero, I think that's how Robert Downey Jr. got into trouble.
He was hooked up on about 3 8 balls, too.
They made him do things
he didn't want to do.
That's what they say in prison. Here comes a skinny twink we can dom.
Oh, kind of a fun MMF story here. My stepbrother and I had an MMF in Punta Cana. The start was just talking to a 19-year-old Canadian in the swim-up bar. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that little...
Like, one time I shot, like, a cuckold scene with, like, my dad and my brother, and that was a lot of fun to shoot.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if you talked about it on Sports Sunday or not, but Lana Rhodes got lip injections and all hell broke loose.
She looked like a bass,
A mess. It's an absolute mess. Mm. And initially, she had said that she had no plastic surgery. I think she might have said it on her own show. But now it's so bad that she had to acknowledge that things have gone horribly awry. Yeah. Iggy, I know you're in touch with her. What's the latest?
I haven't talked to her about that. I did find it ironic, though, Clousey just played that clip, because she called me because her voicemail was full.
She calls you?
Well, I called her and her voicemail was full.
Which one happened?
So she called me back.
Okay.
She saw that she missed a call and she called me back.
Doug, do you follow this?
Not really.
Seeing if she could come in for the Thursday TMA Live. And she told me, she goes, that's not going to work because I'm going to be in Baltimore shooting a scene. She goes, I really don't want to do it. It's an incest scene, and I'm not into that.
Then you got to go to Baltimore to do that?
I said, didn't you say on our air that you were in a cuckold scene with your brother and your dad, and that was fun? But we didn't get into the lip injections.
Bless America. You can't just do that in some studio in Van Nuys. You got to go to Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't get
that?
The whole going to Baltimore to do it. I really don't.
Who knew? I thought Baltimore was known for Cal Ripken, but
exactly.
Alas, it's incest scenes in Baltimore is the only place you can film it.
And then she's moving to California, so.
Well, good for them, though, in Baltimore.
That's when it all falls apart. You move to California, it's pretty much done.
Oh, she is moving to California?
Yeah, she's leaving Chicago, moving to L.A.
Wow, Doug.
Well, good luck to her.
Good luck to her.
And she got these fake lips now. I think we learned last week on the show that if you hold a bass by his lower lip that he can't move. So I guess maybe that would work with the girl who's got the big bass lips now.
I got to pull up the picture. I'll post it on the fan pit, you know, because I know some of our listeners don't follow her on Twitter.
Would you compare him to...
It's a mess. I feel terrible for her.
Chasey Lane's lips?
No. It's a whole thing. It's a shame. It really is, Doug.
What, is that the collagen injection? Is
I
that
guess
Botox?
So.
Can't they remove it if they do too much?
Here, the cat. There's no nudity in the picture. She's dressed up as Wonder Woman. Look at that. It's a whole thing. She's like...
Make it bigger so we can see.
All right, Doug, I'll make it bigger for you.
All right.
Clip that off.
Yeah, that's... It almost looks like she has the wax lips, like the fake ones.
Yeah, like like we would get those in Halloween in 1980.
Right.
Giggle. It was wonderful. I have the blue lips. You have the red.
It's kind of a clown look, isn't it? It's awful.
I don't know why these good-looking, just gorgeous girls do that to themselves.
I don't. There's a thing going on right now, and I know we have some listeners in their early 20s. I have no idea why, but I'm glad they exist, with women in their 20s. Early 20s, even getting these lip injections, and I don't really know what it's all about. I maybe guys find this attractive, and we who are 40 and above don't see it. I don't know.
I think they're doing it for other women. I think women
because
find
of sapphic desires.
No, I don't think it is that. It's just, you know, sometimes they do things for other women. Look, I've got the big plump lips. Well, the men don't care about that.
What do men do to appeal to other men, like visually?
I think they cook in their utero.
I think it's easier to be a man.
Save this damn picture. I need to save this and get it on the fan pin, Doug. I need the fan pin to see it.
Okay. You know.
Who is the... Why do we care about Lana Rhodes? This is someone that we bring up all the time on this show.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
into foot massages and kicking people in the face.
Okay.
Because clearly she was a delight.
No, I can't even tell you the names. This is
yeah,
me
I lose
being
track
like
of them. It's like all one.
They're all the
silly
same.
Little
they say
girl.
The same. They all.
Yeah.
And you giggle and act like they said breakthrough stuff.
Okay, it's the no-no word.
She was having anxiety attacks the day that she didn't wake up in time, she told me.
Well, ooh. Then that screams that she was awfully relaxed.
Well, she said she was just stressing out all day because, you know, she overslept and didn't hear her alarm. It was on vibrate. And then she goes, all these mean tweets were coming at me. I said, we didn't tweet anything bad. I said, I was kidding when I said, can somebody go wake Lana up? She goes, no, they were calling me a whore and wake your ass up and blah, blah, blah.
So our listeners started harassing her?
Yeah. So
damn it, Doug, why?
She was upset.
Well, she is kind of. That's the business.
Yes, she does make money.
That's the business that she has chosen.
Doug, I'm posting it on the fan pin so people can go see Lana Rhodes' lips.
Okay. Are they trying to look like Angelina Jolie? Is that what that's about?
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if that's what started.
Is Angelina...
Like the big ass thing and all these ass injections. And nobody's talking about it,
too. That's the worst thing.
And it's high time somebody covers that. And I don't know if Sports Sunday would like to.
But it's not that slow a time in sports. We can always find it. We can find a network package or something to run before we get to ass injections.
All right, I just posted, here's Lana Rhodes' lips. What say you? And it's up on the fan pin. Join in. It's the TMA fan pin. Boy, what a shame.
I don't think I've heard a guy yet say, boy, I sure like it when the girl has big, huge fish lips.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard anyone has ever...
So you think it's because of lesbianism?
I don't know. I think sometimes women do things for other women, and I think they believe that if they have big, full, thick lips, that women like that. I don't know.
Guys like the big lips, but only you could tell what's a natural... Like Angelina Jolie, for example, what's natural and what looks like two balloons attached to your face.
August Ames did the same thing, and it's such a shame.
August Max had the big gal clothing, right?
That's Lane Bryant, isn't it?
Well, I think August Max had some clothing for the portly.
I wonder if the directors are getting involved in this because of what they do for a living and
what they do with the...
You're close with Lansky, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll call Greg. Maybe he's saying, you know what? Because of what you do, you're very good at it. I'll just leave it at that. The bigger lips would probably work better on camera. Maybe it's the directors that are telling these girls to do it.
Boy, they're upset on the fan page about these lips.
They should be. They prefer chicken lips.
And John Vaughn's already posted a comment.
Oh, great.
He's old enough to know better. Doug, he is old enough
He is now. You know, I'm not sure he does.
Does everyone on the fan page know who Lana Rhodes is?
I would say probably 60%.
Yeah, that's why I can't.
I can't keep up with it. I don't try. Usually I just kind of zone out when they start talking about names of these gals. Yeah.
Now, like if you said, hey, we got Bette Midler on today, I would say, now that's
a
treat.
Oh, wow, yes.
I think people have always been like 30, like perverts like that.
Now a bunch of people are asking to join the fan page because they want to see the picture. That's what we do. That's who we are.
Well, she's not the first to have those collagen injections.
Yeah, but
lip.
She was so naturally beautiful. And then like less than a year into her career, she does this thing with the lips. I don't get it. Feel bad for I want to pull her aside, you know? That's what I want to do.
Yeah. She's in a crowd and you walk up and grab her by the elbow and go, psst, ditch the lips.
Right.
Does that go down over time? I think they do, don't they? If it's
855-282.
That's a question. Yeah, that's a good question of the day.
I once got a bumblebee sting in the lip, and my lips swole up for a short period.
Sure. Sometimes dental procedures will cause your lip to swell up a little bit. Yeah, that's nice.
Matt Fogarty says, man, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Man. Man.
Boy, when Fogarty comes out against it, that's kind of the last word. Folks knows lips.
If you have big lips because a bee stung you and you don't want to keep them, the best move, meat tenderizer. Rub it into the area that was stung. And it actually goes right down.
Hmm.
I didn't know that until someone told me.
Stung by a bee right in the mouth, huh?
Well, I had just done a football game on cable television, not regional cable. And my Coke was there. I took a sip, getting ready to get out. There was a
bee was
right
in the
on
Coke.
The lip of the
Yeah, they go for right that on, sugar yeah. that's in there.
She looks like Octomom, a lot of people are saying. Remember the wonderful Octomom?
No.
I think she's been on the show.
Audio Octomom? Postcard, yeah. I just sent her a text. Your lips are
Which
a big
one?
Topic amongst our listeners. You
oh,
want to
no.
call in and talk about it?
Oh, no. She's going to be so sensitive to that. She's a 20-year-old lady.
I was just wondering, do you guys have, like, commercial breaks?
Well, no. It's about 8 minutes, Mo.
She looks, in the picture you showed me, she looks a lot older, Tim, than 20.
Iggy, how old is she since you're talking to her on the phone?
I think she just turned 21.
Is it possible
she may not even be 21 yet?
Is it possible she's 43 and wants people to believe she's 20?
No, she's very young.
Does a business, you think, kind of rack up the mileage, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a good call. Insightful.
Well, I mean, she does not look like a 20-year-old. I only saw the picture of the one that Tim posted.
No, I think Dillian Harper is my favorite. She's,
Dillian.
23.
Bryce Harper?
And
I like cookies.
I told text Tim the other day, I said, I really want to meet Dillian Harper before she's used up like a catcher's mitt.
Oh, come on. You can't say that.
I said it to Tim.
Yeah, you can't say that to me.
But you like these adult actresses. You shouldn't talk about them that way. In such
well, but it's despair. True in that business. I mean, you can be 27 and look like you're 40 if you know, you're doing 10 scenes a day.
Mm.
I don't think it's the scenes that would age you. I think it would be the alcohol and the drugs and
big purple dillies.
Hey,
is that Brian Hoffman?
I knew that I had to have him inside me.
It wasn't his fault. Oh, yeah. He was reading.
She just texted me back. She must be in Baltimore.
I happen to agree with Doug.
What? Because hold on a second. Because you received a text back, she's in Baltimore. Doug, I don't understand how you connect the dots.
Well, it would be 5:40 or 5:50 in California. That's a little early.
Or it could be late.
Getting on a plane right now. Okay.
Good update.
Well, there's her answer.
What about the lips?
Well, she's getting on a plane with her lips.
Did she address the lip concern?
No, that was too big of a question.
Ask her if she's gonna put her lips in the overhead.
Guys, I think it's the meth. I know it's aged me terribly. That's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf now.
I think Doug's point is valid. It's not, look, Doug is on television 7 hours a day. He looks like he's 40. I think it's kind of the genre of work where there's maybe some emotional issues associated with it where the you're drinking and partying, or maybe that's a lifestyle, right? That's what you're.
That's what we'll do yeah. it to. Yes.
It's not so much the camera, because you're around the camera all the time, and you're the picture.
The camera
of
loves me.
The camera loves Doug, yeah. and so does Randall Gritchick.
What?
John Vaughn says one of the worst things about having lips like this is you will run out of chapstick quicker.
Well, that's true. There is an economic.
See, now
consider.
You're on board with John Vaughn.
Yeah. Well, he made a good point there. I've taught him well how to save those pennies.
I'm just covering my ass. I said, safe flight. They look sexy, by the way.
Nice. Oh, they're, you know.
Okay. By the way, when I flew back.
Now maybe the flight's been canceled. No, I can come on.
Oh, we have Gabe.
When I flew back, in the second row on the plane was a guy unwrapping a big sandwich.
Oh.
And he looked at me like, hi. I'm pretty proud of what I'm doing. I was wondering if this guy's a listener.
Were you PBI, ATL, STL?
No, on the way back, I was Palm Beach to Dallas, of course, and then St. Louis. And the best thing is when you have a connection, and I'm bragging about the way my company flies me because there's nothing better than having a connection.
Right.
Right, you have like a limited amount of time to get to your plane, so you look on the big board.
Right.
You're going to take the tram. Like, that's the
word. Oh, you got trammed?
I got tram.
Hmm. That happens a lot in Atlanta and Dallas. I did some sky pigging myself on the way back.
You did?
What'd you have, bro?
Chex Mix.
That's not sky pigging.
Why?
Sky pigging is a dish with an aroma.
Oh.
Like a Burger King hit.
So a snack is okay.
Yeah.
By the way,
well, good. That's a relief.
I was trying to get my kid to be more like you and say, call him. He says snacks.
Snick like, snacks.
Call him Snick Snacks. Yeah. He will not do it. I love Snick Snacks.
You want an update?
On what?
Lana.
Doug?
She actually commented on the lips.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Thanks a lot, but they aren't meant to look like this. It was an accident. They should go back to normal in a few weeks.
Oh, it was the accident, right. A hornet?
Well, the doctor put too much in there. Or the person just on the corner who also does tattoos.
I didn't need to say they look sexy. I could have said, what the hell happened?
Ask her if they made her buy a ticket for the lips to sit in the seat next to her.
Here, I'll give you her number. You text her. Hi, this is Jim Hayes. I got a question for you.
They make you buy the seat next to you, too, for your lips?
Doug, it's a shame. The woman's naturally beautiful.
Yeah.
August Ames, same thing.
Yeah, I don't know that they even have a store anymore.
Anne Heche also, I think.
Anne Heche had the same thing happen to her. But I don't really worry about it that much. I do think the lips calm down a little bit after a while.
That's what Lana's saying.
Yeah. We can only hope. But I don't really care, though. It's not really a factor. Not in my life.
Well, you don't watch porn. What about the guys that watch porn? They don't like the lips.
Well, there's other actresses. Can't they just find someone else to watch? Yeah, you got to go for this gal with the huge lips, whether you want it or not.
Plastic,
that seems unfair.
With full lips?
What do you think of that picture, Plow?
I'd prefer them normal size lips.
Chicken lips.
I like luscious lips. You know, not too big, but just, you know, kind of puffy and perky.
Okay.
Now, what about on a man?
Right.
Oh, I like them as big as possible. And I'm not talking about the lips.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll be here all night. Don't forget to tip the waitress on the way out.
They had to get rid of Kim Anderson. They had no real choice. 3 years like that, you got to go ahead and make a change. Like the guy. Nice guy.
Gabe is going to tell us about the Kim Anderson resignation, stepping down, being told to step down, which to me sounds like getting fired. I don't understand, but whatever.
Same thing.
And see, there's a column in the Post-Dispatch this morning that Missouri should go after Greg Marshall. Don't know how realistic that is. It's not exactly the most desirable job at the moment.
No, he answered the question at the news conference yesterday.
By not answering the question. I felt like I was in a time warp back to a Quinn Snyder press conference.
Yeah. He did say, well, I'm signed for another 7 years here.
But we don't operate with our heads in the sand.
No.
Yeah. So Gabe will give us his perspective coming up in about 3 minutes. And then on the Blues win last night and the state of laissez note going into tomorrow night's game against the Wild. John Kelly with us at 8:30. And then it says TBD, Jesse, one of the girls who followed Randall Gritchick into the bathroom at Wheelhouse. That's the one that I'm kind of looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to Gabe or John Kelly. The sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour, a new sponsor here, Design Air Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area since 1904, a number one train dealer in Missouri, a fourth generation family business. 314-739-1600, 314-739-1600, or visit them at designairservice.com.
designairservice.com, and there's an E on that air, designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Gabe DeArmond next in the 8 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.